Last December, the Federal Communications Commission voted to roll back Obama-era net neutrality rules. The rules basically said that internet service providers like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon had to treat all internet traffic the same way. Providers were not allowed to favor specific websites or content or block or slow down some types of content in favor for others. The reaction from many Americans was swift and largely one of concern. Americans left millions of comments on the FCC's website. But as of yesterday morning, net neutrality is dead, at least for now. So what does the future of the internet look like? Russell Brandom is a senior reporter at The Verge, and he's here to talk us through it all. Russell, thanks for being here in studio with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's talk about how long this took to happen. We kind of knew this was coming, but here officially.
Well, we knew that it was coming in that the current head of the FCC has not been a fan of net neutrality rules for a while. When Trump was elected, the writing was sort of on the wall. He was going to be in charge and he was going to do something. I think some people were maybe a little bit surprised at how aggressive the rule was. This really rolls back not just the Obama era stuff, but a lot of the, you know, what was happening throughout the 2000s. There was a lot of sort of court cases. This really takes us all the way back to like 1996, when there were really no restrictions at all on what carriers could do.
So let's break this down for our listeners. So as of now, this ruling is basically saying, and correct me if I'm wrong here, if I am an internet service provider, I can offer you packages, different internet packages, and if you want to pay more for better service, you'll be able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably more what we're likely to see. So right now, there are deals with wireless carriers, and this was something that wasn't explicitly forbidden by the Obama-era rules, but they were sort of moving towards cracking down on it. But if I'm an AT&T customer and I use AT&T for my phone service, and I'm also buying cable television from AT&T, which they're through their DirecTV service, I can stream that DirecTV to my phone and it won't count against my data cap, which is great because streaming video takes up a lot of data.
Sure.
Usually, if I was watching Netflix, I would get this huge phone bill at the end of the month. But because DirecTV is owned by AT&T, they say, all right, that's fine. Now, I think people see this as maybe a little bit of an unfair leg up. Why should Netflix be disadvantaged to DirecTV in this way? Are we going to see something like that with wireline internet? Are we going to see, you know, maybe right now the standard is sort of unlimited data on wired internet? That's a thing people expect. Are we going to see more and more services sort of paying to be exempt from that? And then maybe when you buy it, there's a data cap, but it's okay because you're using these services that are exempt. That's something that is allowed under the new rules. We don't know if that's going to happen. And it also may be that they say, you know what, you can watch Netflix, but it's using so much bandwidth that for our network, it's really important that it not, we're just going to give you this sort of throttled version of it where the image quality isn't as good. It won't use as much data. But if you watch this DirecTV one, it'll be great. It'll look wonderful because, you know, we can arrange it. We can arrange the data flows in this way that's easier for us. That's also something that would have explicitly not been allowed a few days ago and is now basically allowed. We don't know how much carriers are going to do on this. We don't know how aggressively they're going to act, but that is certainly something that they are thinking about.
How is this? What's this going to look like for the consumer ultimately? Now, if somebody logs on to the internet, you know, in the coming weeks or months, are they suddenly going to see a change, a visual change? Are they going to be aware of that change?
I don't think we're going to see anything change on the scale of weeks or months. I would say that if anything, this is the next time you are signing up for an internet deal. And I mean, you know, people are probably familiar with this process. You move into a new apartment, maybe, and they say, oh, actually, well, we would give you this great deal if you also got cable TV and also got landline phone service. And,
I'm still stuck in the triple play. Don't even.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I still have a landline that I don't
use. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I think probably just getting internet access, that contract is going to start looking more complicated. And maybe it's going to be bundled with various content deals. Maybe it's going to be bundled with certain sort of services taking up more data cap space than others. And just that bill is going to start looking more complicated and potentially complicated in a way that's not really fair to consumers.
Russell Brandom is a senior reporter at Verge. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.